join the show in progress. So that means if you, it starts, I think it's right around 5 past the top of the hour, somewhere around there, because it doesn't seem to matter how I try to sync it up so it starts at the top of the hour. Within a day, it's about 5 past. And I make sure that the version that's loaded online is exactly an hour long. So I don't know what's going on. At any rate, it's there, and you get to listen to it that way. Another way is by using one of the apps. The apps also access that web feed, that Simple Radio, Radio Line, and MyTuner Radio. Those three apps are available in the iTunes Store and in the Google Play Store. And then you can also subscribe to the podcast. That's the final way to do it. And the podcast is available through iTunes or through the Google Podcast Store. And the podcast, you get everything. By the way, the podcast is also feeding the TuneIn Radio app. So if you already have the TuneIn Radio app, then you can just search for the Mark and Mac Show. Search for Mark and Mac Show, and you'll find TuneIn on TuneIn Radio app. You'll get this. And it starts at the top and plays through the hour, and I cut out all the breaks. So during the podcast, it's not an hour long. All right, so let's see. Is that it? Is that how it is? Is that how it is? Okay, also remember, I've got to do some housekeeping here. We're on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find me under the Daily Perspective in both places there, and of course, the Mark and Mac Show as well. And you can sign up for the newsletter. I think I mentioned this earlier today. Sign up for the newsletter, and you can get a daily feed of the show notes, which I post online, but you get bonus material if you sign up for the newsletter, and you'll have it delivered to your inbox instead of having to go look for it. So you'll probably want to go look at some of the stuff I've talked about today, because you'll want to read those stories. Okay? All right. Now, let's see. Back to things at hand. Bernie Sanders. God love him. Isn't this guy he's a living Muppet, I think. Socialist Bernie Sanders is closing out the midterm election with an appeal to the age-old Republicans are racist, sexist, bigot homophobes line of argument. He was speaking yesterday with Sirius XM Progress. He said that today's midterm, quote, is the most important midterm election in the modern history of this country. We have a president of the United States who is a pathological liar, who really does not understand the difference between truth telling and lying. He lies every day. Well, Mr. Sanders, I would just say that you're a politician and you lie every day. So, stones, don't throw them. Not a good idea. But President Trump is not only a liar, according to Bernie Sanders, which is bad enough. He's everything else in the lexicon of vice. He says, in addition, he is a sexist, a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a religious bigot. He's trying to do what we have never seen in the modern history of this country, to do what he is doing right now, to gain votes by trying to divide the American people up based on where we came from. Wow. The socialist went on to say that President Trump's closed border stance against the caravan from Honduras means he hates Latinos. Quote, we're supposed to be hating these desperately poor people from Honduras who are hundreds of miles away from the southern border. We're supposed to be hating Latinos. We're supposed to be hating transgender people. We're supposed to be hating anyone who is different than white folks. And this is really outrageous. You know what's outrageous? It's Bernie Sanders. The fact that people actually listen to this wackadoodle. Well, for this, Sanders implored the people to vote. Quote, 4 years ago, as you will recall, we had the lowest voter turnout for a midterm election in the modern history of this country, and the result was tremendous right-wing victories all across this country. Should Democrats not show up, should voter turnout be poor, Sanders warned the results will be more racism, homophobia, and sexism. If people don't want to see millions of their fellow Americans thrown off of health care through the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, if people want to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, if you want to lower the cost of prescription drugs, if you want to deal with climate change, if you want to combat racism and sexism and homophobia, you better be coming out tomorrow because Wednesday is too late. Duh! You know, I don't really... Dang, I just don't think I need to go any further. There's more of this. If you want to read the rest of the article, it's a Daily Wire article, and it's in the show notes. Sign up for the newsletter or check out the show notes. They'll drop about 10 o'clock this morning online. But I don't think I need to go any farther. the man's trying to make a case based on things that you cannot prove. Let's back up a couple of paragraphs. He says, in addition, he's a sexist, a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a religious bigot. This is the standard lie about Donald Trump from the progressives. He is a sexist. Really? He's employed more women than a lot of other people have over the years. He's been in the business world for a long time, and he has a lot of ladies running segments of his companies. He's a racist. Really? He just designated his first national monument at the end of last month, selecting the 373-acre Camp Nelson in Nicholsville, Kentucky, that honors African-American soldiers and refugees from the Civil War. Yeah, he's a racist. He's a xenophobe. Oh, that's because he's trying to protect us from those evil people coming across the border. No, no. Let's back up on that. You lock your doors at night because you love your family, not because you hate your neighbors. You lock your doors at night because you know there are people out there who have no respect for the law and want to take what you have. You lock your doors at night because you want to protect what is yours, not because you hate anyone. Your motivation is not hate. So xenophobia is not why we're trying to secure the border. We're trying to secure the border because when you allow people to come in under the radar, it does damage to our economy, it does damage to jobs, it does damage to everything, and there is a significant criminal element mixed in with it. That's why you lock down the border. And then he's going on about being a religious bigot. You know what that's about, don't you? It's about the Muslim ban, which there never was a Muslim ban. There was a travel ban from a select list of countries which were hotbeds of terrorist activity. There was never a ban based on religion. It was never, ever, from day one, never about religion. Who made it about religion? Bernie Sanders and the progressives. That's who made it about religion. Why? Because in the progressive playbook, everything is about victimhood. Everyone is a victim. And you need someone standing up for you because you're a victim of some evil, overarching enemy. And in the progressives' minds, that evil, overarching enemy is you and me. It's the conservative way of life, the conservative way of government. It's Christianity. It's the church. We're all evil. And because progressives, in their own minds, are morally and intellectually superior to you and me, they have to stand up for us. That's where it's all coming from. Remember, today is the day to go to the polls and to vote against this progressivism and to stand up for American values, for biblical values, and for just basic values. Today is the day. So, what I'll be doing today after I finish tidying up the loose ends after the show is going to the polls to vote myself. I encourage you to do the same. Get out there and let's vote red and put an end to progressive tyranny. This is the Daily Perspective. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.